and we're glad to see you. And I don't know, you're going to have to pray for me, because for the first time in a long time, I have got a good case of the nervous heebie-jeebies. I mean, you just don't follow a man like Brother Tom Fred Kenny and try to fill his shoes and be calm and cool and collected. So y'all gonna have to do something a little special to help me. I was thinking on the way over here today of what to do and what to say. I've come a long way, and I was praying, God, please don't let me go in vain. Let me say something. Let me do something that will prove a blessing to this convention. Now, you know that Brother Tenney is not here, digging the barrel. In fact, I think they scraped the bottom and then moved the barrel and found me. But a while ago, I was just sitting back there, and I said, well, one time in the Bible, God wanted a man, and Jesse sent in all of his sons, and Samuel said, none of them's it. And he said, don't you have any more? And I wonder if Brother Price didn't just go through the manual. And ain't there any more? And finally they said, well, there's a guy in Texas. But I want you to know it ain't Dallas. It's Richardson. Dallas is a suburb of Richardson. But there was a boy on the backside of the desert. But he was God's man. And if I have any desire and any ambition tonight, it's to be God's man for this convention. I want the Lord to talk to me and let me talk to you right from the bottom of my heart. Praise God. Well, you do have a consolation. I'm not near as fat as Brother Tenney. I'm better looking than he is. And I got more salt in my hair than he's got. The only thing, I just can't preach like him. But you know, one thing and one consolation I've got is that when Brother Price called me, he requested me to sing a song. And I guarantee you he didn't request Brother Tenney to. And Brother Harrod, if you put that on your tape, erase it. Well, praise the Lord. Thank God you'll have to give me a little time now to get, you know, collected. But we're going to get going after a while. Don't you ever fear. Because the Holy Ghost has got something for us in this service tonight. My wife always tells me that I'm a lot of trouble, and I guess I am. But I'd like for that fellow that sung through that microphone a while ago, I want him to get it and put it back here so I can use it. Because if it made him sound so pretty, I want to use it. I mean it. I'm serious as cancer. I want him to get that, put it back here so I can use it. And besides that, it's got a cover on it. And when I get to preaching and singing and screaming and hollering, I spit and sputter so much till I'll fill this thing up. And nothing to catch it. You know, I'm always amazed at Pentecostal people. I just don't understand them, really. And I've been one all my life. What am I going to do with this one? That's all right. Go ahead. Yeah, give me the stand, too. It takes everything. We always say that our experience is in our heart. Right? The Bible said, it shall be in you a well of water. In you. Everybody say it. In you. A well of water springing up into everlasting life. And then it said, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. It's all on the inside. The thing that bothers me is this, is why in the world, when we move out of a church house into some kind of a auditorium or a banquet hall or something, we quieten down. Glory. If it's in us, how come chandeliers bother us? Glory. I'd like to see Brother Kenneth Haney hanging from one of them. Just grab a hold of it and swing from one of them. Hallelujah. He might do it, too. You can't ever tell. Praise the Lord. We got shouting room around here tonight. If we need some more, we can push a bunch of these chairs out of the way and get us some more room. Praise God. But I did not come from Richardson, Texas, and endanger my life flying on an airplane. And I want you to know I got the victory because I've prayed all day. But I didn't do all of that to come here just to be looked at. I want you to know I am not a monkey in a cage in a zoo. And I don't want you sitting and looking at me tonight. I want you to get with it. Let's get with the program. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Been a lot said about entertainment tonight. These professional entertainers, they go out when there's several of them together. One group goes out and perform for a little while. They come back behind the curtain, and the first question they ask them, they say, is the audience alive tonight? What does that mean? That means, are they with it? Glory. Jesus is coming back for a church that's alive, that's with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand up together and ask the Holy Ghost to come and do something in this service tonight. Glory to God. Shake somebody's hand and say, you're in a Pentecostal service tonight.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Sisters, if y'all want to, you don't have to, but if you want to, you can go down, because me and Brother Von Martin's going to be up here. And if we both get started, y'all might get hurt. But if y'all want to take a chance on it, well, that's up to y'all. But you proceed at your own risk. You may be seated. God bless you. Brother Ayers, Sister Oregon, would you play that? And that bass player, where'd he go? All right. Is that the same fella I had trouble keeping on the platform at your place, Brother Haney? All right, come on. I need my bass player. Now, y'all not playing make some noise. Give me some volume. Don't worry about drowning me out, because you hadn't got a dog's chance of doing it. You'll never do it. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be in California. If you're as glad to have me as I am to be here. Somebody said, well, don't that make you feel bad, then, you know, so many others in front of you? Why, I know. I'd have come to California if they'd had to move the barrel and dig a hole to get me. Because I love it out here. Hallelujah. And I know what you folks will do when you once get going, because I saw you in a camp meeting one year. But I want to sing a song tonight. It's kind of a slow song. Everybody else learns them and wears them out before I ever learn to sing them. But this song, I heard it one time, and I don't know, I just kind of fell in love with it. And I got all excited, and I was telling a musician's wife about it one day, how much I liked this song, and she turned up her nose and said, I don't like it. But I don't care whether she likes it or not, I like it. And I want you to like it, because I want you to get a view of the other side, not the end, but the other side of a Christian life. If they're playing four flats, I want to sing, My Jesus is going to outshine them all. A lot of people have got a lot of concepts about what heaven's going to be. And somebody's looking forward to go to heaven because I'm going to see my mama over there, and I'm going to walk up to her and love my mama's neck and say, hello, mama. And I'm going to see my precious old daddy, and I'm going to see this one and that one, and I'm going to walk up and down the streets and shake hands with Paul and Peter and James and John. Well, I'm not sure that's exactly how it's going to be. And I'm not going to argue with any of you about it. But I'm not going to heaven just to see Mama. I'm not going to heaven just to see Paul and Peter. I want to see Jesus. I'm not going because the streets of gold or the walls of jasper and the gates of pearl. I'm going to see my Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Oh, what glory awaits me up in heaven's bright city. When I get there, such sights I'm gonna behold. A million scenes of rare beauty will demand that I see them. But my Jesus is going to outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on hills. arms reach out, bugle, angel choir singing, glad praises forever. But my Jesus is going to outshine them all. The sparkling river is flowing, happy faces all glowing, land of splendor where night never falls. The golden glass, it gives reflection to that city's perfection. But my Jesus is going to outshine them all. Oh, mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunion on streets of pure gold. Angel choir singing glad praises forever. But my Jesus is going to outshine them all. The sparkling river, the river is flowing, happy faces all glowing, land of splendor where night never falls. The golden glass, it gives reflection to the city's perfection. But my Jesus is going to outshine them all. Oh, mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Glory, happy reunions on the streets that are paved with gold, and the angel choir singing glad praises forever. But my Jesus is going to outshine them all. I said my Jesus is going to outshine them all. I said my Jesus will outshine them all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, what a happy time is coming when we reach our home in heaven and the burdens which we bore we'll bear no more. Hearts of gold, they're gonna be ringing. Saints of all the ages singing. Such a meeting, such a Holy Ghost meeting, such a Jesus name meeting, like we've never seen. Lord, I've never seen it like that before. Singing with me, there's gonna be shout on the hills of glory. Oh, shout, yes, yeah, shout. Oh, when we reach at last. since we've heard that story. Don't go to be shouting on the hills. Oh, God, God. There's going to be shouting on the hills. Oh, glory, oh, shout. There's going to be shouting. Oh, when we reach that land of which we've heard that story. There we'll meet the one that saved us and who kept us by his grace and who brought us to that land so bright and fair. Oh, we're gonna praise his name forever as we look up on his face. Everybody's gonna be happy over there. Oh, lift your hands and let's love Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Well, praise the Lord. All right, you may be seated. I'm relaxed now, and I'm feeling at home. And I'd like to just say to Brother Herod that don't insult me by bringing a 60-minute tape out here. Because I got more to say than I can say in 60 minutes. But we're not going anywhere anyway. We're here till through Wednesday night. I want to call your attention to the first book of Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and starting with the 18th verse. Now, some are puffed up as though I would not come to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What will ye? Shall I come unto you with a rod or in love and in the spirit of meekness? I want you to notice verse 20 especially. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. I tried to find me a text for this tonight, and I can't ever come up with any pretty titles. I thought about calling it All Blow and No Go. But that wouldn't sound appropriate to use in a district meeting, so I cancel that out. So I'm just going to talk to you tonight about the power of a Pentecostal fire. The power of a Pentecostal fire. Now, the Corinthian church was a very egotistical church, whatever that means. They thought that they were a lot more spiritual than they really were. And they were continually bragging about their spirituality and about their movings of God. In fact, they got to the place that they couldn't hardly have church because they all wanted to talk in tongues. And dear Lord in heaven knows I'm a tongue talker. In fact, I was talking in tongues before I ever knew there was a word called charismatic. I didn't know glossolalia was in any kind of dictionary. We just called it tongue talking. But the Corinthian church was so carried away with their spiritual ego until word got to the Apostle Paul of what was going on. So he wrote him a letter and he said, now there's some of you that's puffed up as though I would not come to you. You are really just taking over, just like you think I'm not going to come to you. But he said, I'm coming. I'm coming. And when I get there, I'm going to examine you. Glory. I'm going to examine you. And he said, I'm going to see not your speech. I'm not going to listen for what you say. I'm going to look for the power that you possess. Because the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. We had quite a disturbance in the Dallas area here a few weeks ago. We had a nominal church there that started speaking in tongues and said they had the gifts of the Spirit and they had a whole lot going. And it became the talk of the city. In fact, it became the talk of the convention of that denomination. In fact, the local convention said either quit talking in tongues or get out. But when they took it to a district convention, they kind of watered it down and said, watch it. And don't let too much of it get loose, because it could hurt you. But there was something about it that this church that was running a few hundred in Sunday school, all of a sudden, rented the Bronco Bowl and in almost freezing weather, they had over 2,000 in Sunday school. And brother, I want you to know that people started going out of these nominal churches of the same faith, and they wanted to go out there to see what was going on. So, there was a couple of my men that decided one night they were going to go see. So they went out there, and they come back, and I said, well, what happened? They said it was just a plain old service. I started to call the name of it, but I scared there might be some Baptist folks here, and I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. But they said it was just a plain service. See, they went to examine not their speech, but their power. Now let me talk to we Pentecostals tonight. I feel this rumbling down on the inside, just like a volcano that's about to erupt. In fact, I exploded for about an hour and 15 minutes on this last night, and I ain't through yet. But you see, we Pentecostals are always screaming about our apostolic message. And I want you to know I love this apostolic message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, I hadn't even said it yet, and I already feel a goose pimple on me. I love the message of repentance, water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, and receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. I love that message. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I love to talk about what the Lord is doing in our midst. And we continually talk about it. But you know what? After a while, the world is going to come see, and they're going to examine what we're saying. They've heard our speech. They're going to come looking for our power. Glory. You've talked about what you got. Now show me what you got. You've talked about your tongue talking. Let me hear some of it. You say, well, Brother Johnson, I can't just talk in tongues when I want to. I know you can't. But I'll tell you what, I believe we could be spiritual enough and we could be so full of the Holy Ghost that we could have some tongue talking as the Spirit gives the utterance in our services. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. You see, he said, I'm coming not to examine your talking. I've heard enough of you talking. I've heard enough of you blowing. I want to see some going. Hallelujah. I've heard enough of you talking about your emotionalism, your shouting, your worshiping God, your holiness. Now let me see some power. Let me see some results. Let me see some moving of the supernatural of God as it comes into your midst. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. I want to see something. I want to see something. Oh, there's a longing in my heart. There's a longing in my heart. That you know what? There's some of our children that has never seen a blind eye open. There's some of our children that has never seen a withered hand straightened out. There's some of our young folks that have never seen a deaf ear unstopped. But oh God, I believe that the time is coming in California that we're going to begin to see the things that we've talked about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've told us about them. Now let us see them. Praise God. to see this hall turned into apostolic pandemonium in the next two or three nights, with the lame walking, the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the power manifested. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah to God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want you to turn to Acts 28. We're going to start with verse 1. I got some things I want to say tonight. And if y'all will keep helping me like you're helping me now, we're going to have time. Glory to God. And you folks that's not going to get in it with us, you better watch out because you get stepped on. Hallelujah. 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 All right, start with verse 1.
And when they were escaped.
And when they were escaped.
They knew that the island.
They knew that the island.
Was called Meltia.
Was called Meltia.
And the barbarous people.
Now listen to this. And the barbarous people.
Showed us no little kindness.
Showed us no little kindness.
For they
knew. Wait, now don't crowd me.
I don't know where you're going. I'm hurry to get there.
He said, now, these were barbarous people, but they showed us no little kindness. In other words, they showed us a whole bunch of kindness. Did you know that it's time for we Pentecostals to quit hiding behind the hypocritical robe of the world don't want what we got?
Right.
It's time for us to come out of our hiding places and saying they don't want our spirit and our worship and our holiness. Let me tell you something, folks. This world is becoming kind to Pentecostal experience because they know we've got something.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Richardson, Texas is one of the most elite areas of Dallas. It's the third largest, the highest income bracket in the Dallas area. And it has been known as a hard town. That you just, everybody was ugly and everybody was mad and all of that. But we have just completed knocking over 18,000 doors in the city of Richardson, Texas. And let me tell you this, I dare say that there hadn't been 50 of those people that was even unkind in the least to us. They let us in their house. They accepted our brochures. They said, we're glad you came. Hallelujah. We appreciate people that's got some get up and go about.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The world is kind. They're looking for something. They're searching for something. All right, read a little more, Brother Martin.
For they can't turn this thing down.
I believe so, because you're louder than me. All right, read.
For they kindled a fire.
For they kindled a fire. You see, that barbarous bunch of people started a fire. Glory. Let me tell you something, folks. And you listen to me and listen to me close. Somebody please come turn him down. Because he's a roaring up here. But you listen to me real close tonight. This world is hungry for something beside a religious sham.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. They want something that's real. You say all of them? No, not all of them. But there are more of them than we could ever dream that is building a little fire. And when you hear somebody say charismatic, don't turn your nose up at it and say there's nothing to it. I know that not all of them get a real experience. experience with God, but there's some hungry people that is searching for something. That's time to build a fire. They're tired of ritualism and formalism, and they're trying to build a fire so that they can warm their souls. Hallelujah. 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 And they built a fire. All right, read on.
And received us.
And received us.
Everyone.
Everyone. All right, read on.
Because of the present rain.
Because of the rain.
And because of the cold.
Because of the cold. They have sat in their dead, dry, formal, ritualistic services until they have frozen to death. A young man walked into my church that just moved to Richardson, Texas about 6 months ago. He came about a month ago into our church. He said, I want to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, I have already received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and spoken in tongues. But he said, now I want to be baptized in Jesus' name. I said, well, why did you come here? He said, I have been going to a certain church in town for 5 months, and I have never heard a message on salvation yet. I have never heard a message on the name of Jesus yet. And he said, I want to hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our district superintendent, Brother O.W. Williams, preached in our sectional conference here back in January and said that there was a certain church that on Sunday night, for a Sunday night service, they showed the movie Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and they announced in the paper that after the movie, they were going to have a discussion on the spiritual emphasis of the Cat on the Hot Tin Roof. Let me tell you something tonight. There ain't no spiritual emphasis on a cat on a hot tin roof, but there is some spiritual emphasis on the word of the Lord when it is preached, preached, preached. Hallelujah. 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 It's cold, and they tried to build them a little fire, and they tried to build them a little fire. All right, what Paul does?
And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks.
Paul said, I ain't fooling with them. Let them build their own fire. No, sir. No, sir. He went and gathered some Pentecostal sticks. Glory!
Yeah.
Glory! Oh, brother, there's a beautiful parallel in here tonight, if God will help me to get it over to you. Paul said, all right, you've got the fire going, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to gather up some sticks, and I'm going to put them on that fire. Brother, we need to somehow get our nose into these places and get with these people and throw in there some Jesus name, some apostolic holiness, some one God. Hallelujah. We need to throw some wood on the fire. Don't try to smother it out. Put some Holy Ghost wood on it. Put some Jesus name wood on it. I'm talking wood on it. Woo! Hallelujah. I wish y'all felt like I felt. Glory. He gathered some sticks. Glory to God. All right, now read on. And laid them on the fire. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of my young girls come to me the other night. Said, Brother Johnson, we're going to have a panel at school in a few days. And they want a priest, and they want a rabbi, and they want somebody else. I forgot who it was. And they want four, and would you be one of them? I said, I would be happy to be there. Hallelujah. Because some way or another, if they'll just let me, I'm going to put some apostolic wood on the fire in that bunch of high school students.
He brought his wood and he put it on the fire that they had built. They built the fire. Now he's putting some wood on it. See, we don't want to take nothing away from nobody. Hallelujah. I said, we don't want to take nothing away from nobody unless it's a lie. We just want to add to. We don't want to take nothing away from your Christian experience. We want to add to it. Holy. I'm telling you what, if you have some kind of an experience with God, but you hadn't got the Holy Ghost yet and talked in tongues, oh, listen, you got something waiting for you. Glory to God. If you've talked in tongues, but you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you've got something waiting for you. We don't want to take nothing away. We just want to put our wood on there and burn it. Listen, folks. It's time we started gathering some wood. There's some of you folks tonight hadn't picked up a stick yet. You hadn't thrown anything on this fire tonight. You sitting there warming by the fire somebody else has built. Won't you get a few sticks and throw it on there? That's it, brother. Throw a few hand clap sticks on there. Somebody throw a few praise the Lord sticks on there. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody throw a worship stick on the fire tonight. Let's get this thing to burning. Let's get this thing to burning around here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a fireplace in my house. I got a hold of some green wood here a few days ago, or a few months ago, and that junk wouldn't burn. I turned the gas on it. Tried to get it burning. Boy, I thought I had it going, Brother Martin. And that's while I turned the gas off, the fire went out. So I just went back over and lit the gas again. Glory to God. I let it burn some more. That's while I thought, sure, I had it going. And I turned the gas off, and boom, it went out. I went back over there the third time, and I said, you rascal, you're going to burn this time. And I turned that gas on again. Yeah. Poured the gas on it. Hallelujah. After a while, it took a long time, but after a while, I turned the gas off, and those old green logs were burning, because they had finally caught on fire. Green logs, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to keep turning the gas on. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to turn it on tonight. I'm going to turn it on tomorrow night. I'm going to turn it on Wednesday night. And bless your heart, you're going to burn before this thing is over with. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, he got touched. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fire us up, God. Hallelujah. 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 Now then. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory. Folks, you might as well let go, because I'm going to have myself a time. Y'all can act like a visitor if you want to. I'm glad Brother Tenney couldn't come. I hate he got in a wreck, but I'm glad he couldn't come, because I got to come. Hallelujah! 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 Oh, God, set us on fire! Now, when he took those sticks and threw them on the fire, what happened? Don't put your Bible down, man. You can put it down and shout, but that's all. All right, stay with it. Let's go. All right, what happened?
Out of the, there came a viper out of the...
A snake!
Snake!
There came a snake out of that wood when he threw it on the fire. Let me tell you something, folks. This Holy Ghost heat will bring out the snake. Amen. It'll bring out the snakes. It'll bring out the devils. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It'll bring out the devils. You get a Holy Ghost move of God going in your church, and you watch that old devil of criticism rise up. You say, is criticism a devil? I don't know. He acts like one sometimes. He'll rise up. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Look at him. They're shouting and screaming and hollering. You can't even hear what the preacher's saying. Clapping their hands while the singers are singing. I wish they'd shut up so I could hear Sally sing. You're mighty right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This heat will bring some devils out. They'll criticize everything you do. Hallelujah. The microphones and amplifiers is too loud. The noise makes me nervous. It ain't the noise that makes you nervous. It's a generator. Hallelujah. It's that heat that gets you. It's that fire that gets you to fidgeting. Hallelujah. It's that Holy Ghost burning that makes them nervous when they come in. Some of our Pentecostal people are even getting to the place they want to quieten down the service a little. I want to tell you something, folks. You're not going to win the world by quietening down. You're going to win the world by letting them see a demonstration of the power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when he put that wood on that fire, the heat brought a viper out. And what did it do? It fastened
on his hand.
On his hand. It bit him.
Yeah.
If you don't watch that thing, it'll bite you. That old critical spirit will get a hold of you. That old fault-finding spirit will get a hold of you. Amen. You'll find fault with everything from the janitor to the district superintendent. You'll even find fault with the ladies' auxiliary program. You better watch that snake, it'll bite you. This end time revival is going to bring some devils out of the woods that never been brought out before. Hallelujah, some spirits is going to turn up that we didn't even know existed. Hallelujah. Some of the people that sit on the pews of the church with the robes of religion wrapped around them and they talk in tongues and they dress holy, it's going to bring out some spirits in them that are alienated from the truth of God and the power of the Holy Ghost. Some old unforgiving spirits, grudge-bearing, sitting in the same church with people and not even speaking to them. Whoa! But this Holy Ghost heat's going to burn it out. And that snake's going to come out. And I'll tell you what, it'll try to get on you. Because they'll get on the telephone and fill your ear plumb full of their venom. Next time somebody comes, calls you up and starts criticizing anybody, you tell them that Brother R.E. Johnson from Richardson, Texas, gave you permission to hang up on them. Slam the phone down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That snake's not going to bite me, brother. That snake's not going to bite me. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let it. Glory to God. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, the demon came out of the fire. The snake came out of the fire and latched on to that apostle. Hallelujah. But what did he do, Brother Mark? And when they saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer. He's a murderer. Oh God, what opinions they used to have of us Pentecostals. They thought we were a bunch of fanatics because we clapped our hands in church. To have a guitar in the church was a thing that was not allowed. Nothing but an organ and a piano and not too much of that. But would you believe that the world's leading evangelist preached a crusade in Dallas a couple of years ago, maybe three, and in that revival, he brought in Johnny Cash and his wife June and all of their guitars and drums and everything else. What are they doing? Joining up with us? No. They're finding out what we got works. And they're trying to substitute and put in some of the things we got. I read somewhere about a church in California. I know it wasn't none of y'all's. But I read about a church somewhere in California that sent a committee out to see why the Pentecostals was moving so fast. And they came back with a report. It's because they're emotional and they dance in the spirit. So this church sent out and hired a chorus girl line to come in and perform to pull a crowd. I imagine they got one too. But I guarantee they didn't get none of them prayed through to the Holy Ghost. No, sir, folks. You all know Brother Ewan and Sister Ewan. When they were with Brother Mangan in Alexandria, their trio went and sung one day for a bunch of doctors and lawyers. While they were singing, tears started flowing down those people's faces. Those old hard-hearted lawyers, those doctors, those professional men and women began to weep. And after it was over, they came up to Brother Merle Ewan and said, Brother Ewan, said, where did you buy those songbooks? We want to get some of those songbooks in our church. Friend, you can get the books, but you got to have something to go with the books. Amen! For the kingdom of God is not in word, but it's in power! You got to have some Holy Ghost power to get this thing going.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
All right, read on now.
Whom?
Though he had escaped.
The sea. Yet vengeance.
Suffereth not to live. That Pentecostal bunch is going to fall apart. They're going to go down. They can't hold up. Oh, God, that's where they're all wet. That's where they're all wrong. We ain't fixing to die.
No.
Glory to God. All right, what happened? Read.
And he shook off the beast.
And he shook.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be a little shaking. I said there's got to be a little shaking.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said they prayed until the place where they were shaken. Woo! What's that that makes him? That's a bunch of Pentecostal people get out there. I could tell you a lot of things that makes us do it, but one thing we shake the devil off. Amen. I'm going to let that beast hang on me. I'm going to shake him off. Hallelujah. I'm going to get rid of him some way or another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so he starts shaking his hand. He starts shaking his hand. He starts shaking his hand. What happened? He shook off the beast into the fire. The same fire that brought the snake out destroyed the snake. The same Pentecostal fire that brings the devil out in the open will also destroy him. Hallelujah. 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 Brother, let me tell you one thing. If you want to stir the devil up, you start preaching the essentiality of the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And you start preaching the essentiality of being baptized by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ. And brother, the devil will jump out and grab your hand. But that same fire shaking, and he'll fall off into it. And Jesus said, in my name you shall cast out devils. In my name you shall speak in tongues. In my name you shall lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. In my name. Hallelujah. If you drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt you. In my name. If a snake bites you, it won't even bother you. If you just believe, these signs will follow you. And he shook that devil off in the fire. He shook him off in the fire. Hallelujah. Now read.
And felt no harm.
Felt no harm. Glory. Don't even hurt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my God. I got snake bit. Hey, you got a pocket knife? Here, cut this thing and then suck the blood out. Get the poison out of it. Oh, no, brother. This Holy Ghost fire takes care of a whole lot of things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He shook it off from the fire and he felt no harm. Read on.
How be it?
They looked.
When he should have swollen.
Lord, that guy should be swelling and he gonna die. Just waiting for him to die. So they can laugh in his face and says he's a murderer. He's a devil. And he should have swelled, but he didn't. Read on.
Or
he should have just boom and dropped dead.
Yeah.
But he didn't do it. Glory. Hallelujah. They've been waiting for us to die a long time.
Yeah.
They've been waiting for us to get puffed up in our spiritual vanity. Let me tell you something, saints of God, it's easy to do. It's easy to do, and we better watch ourselves or we'll get just like the Corinthian church, and we'll get puffed up over our message and over our doctrine. I'll tell you a little story that Brother Tenney told. That's about as close as I can come to being like him. He told about having a conference over close to Austria, just as close to the Iron Curtain as they could get it. Said there was an old man that came across the border from behind the Iron Curtain. He slipped across. And he came and they chose him to be the speaker one day. And he got up and he said, brethren, he said, I want to preach today and I want to tell you something. He said, all of the original 12 apostles are dead. And you know Brother Tenney's sense of humor. He said, well, what a revelation. The old man said, folks, I want to tell you, the original 12 is not with us anymore. Brother Tenney said, what a great revelation. But here's where the old man come in strong. He said, we have learned the apostolic doctrine. We shout over the apostolic message. And we have deified and made a God out of the apostolic message. But he said, the thing that bothers me is, where is the apostolic spirit?
Come on. That's it.
That spirit. Oh, God, I wonder if we could stand an apostolic revival.
Come on, brother.
man. Brother Price told me to preach what I felt like preaching. I'm doing it. I wonder if we could stand an apostolic revival. I wonder, Brother Martin, if old R.E. Johnson could stand to be able to walk up to blind eyes and say, be opened, and the eyes would open. I wonder if I could stand to put my finger in an ear and the ear be unstopped. I wonder if I could stand to walk up to a couch of a person that has never walked and let him walk at my prayer. Am I ready for it? Or would I become puffed up? Or would I become commercializing what God wanted to do with me? Let me tell you something, folks. If we're not careful, we will become so conscious over what we're doing that we will forget that we have not done. And we'll have a revival of speech and not a revival of power.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't shouting like you was a while ago. I got the gas on you, that's why. I'm putting some of that Holy Ghost fire on you. It'll bring out some things. It'll bring out your vanity. It'll bring out your spiritual pride.
Come on. Yes, it will.
Oh, God, I look at my little old church. I thank God for the growth that he's given us. I could brag and tell you how many we had and all that kind of stuff. But, friend, it don't seem like very much when I look at nearly a half a million people within a five-mile radius of my church. A half a million people. And then me brag about my little old number. Oh, no. No, no. I don't want a revival of speech. I want a revival of power. I want a revival of power. And they watched him. They watched him. They're looking for something. They want to see him die. They're going to see if he's going to die or what's going to happen to him. I want you to know the world has been watching Pentecost a long time. And they have seen some things. Read.
But after they had looked.
After they had looked.
A great while.
A great while. They watched him. Read.
And saw no harm come to
him. And they saw no harm come to him. Read on.
They changed their mind.
They changed their mind. You can say what you want to, but the new charismatic movement tells me something. The religious world is undergoing a revolution. They're changing their minds about a lot of things.
They are.
Glory. Hallelujah. And hungry hearts are coming to God. Hallelujah. They're changing their mind and saying there must be something to that tongue-talking religion, because it takes the drug addict off of the streets. It takes the harlot and makes a saint out of them. It takes the drunkard and sobers them up. A man was in Baylor Hospital in Dallas a few months ago. He was one of our preachers. And across the room from him was a man that was working with a rehabilitation center. And this man said, we've had a lot of success with nearly everything in rehabilitating them. But he said, there's one group of people that we can't do anything with. And our preacher said, who is that? And they said, the drug addicts. We can't rehabilitate them. We just can't get them off of it. That man, that preacher said, I'd like to take you to a church over in Richardson, Texas, where they've got about 25 or 30 of them that used to be drug pushers and drug users, but they've been in the church for 3 years now, and they're loving God. They're loving God, and they're not using drugs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They changed their mind. Hallelujah. Read on, Brother Martin. I got to quit.
And said that he was a god.
What? I thought you said a while ago they said he was a murderer.
Now they're saying he's a god. Whew. They used to say we were a bunch of wild fanatics, but now they're trying to get in on the act. Hallelujah. They used to say we was a bunch of crazy nincompoops, but now they're wanting to talk in tongues just like we do. Doctors, lawyers, all of them, they're wanting to get in on this experience. They're changing their minds.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you something else. One of these days, the lights is going to start flashing and the bells is going to start ringing and they're going to see the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And there's going to be a revival of the name. Hallelujah. Preachers, get ready for the water. Get ready for the water. Get ready for the water. Because they're coming. They're coming. They're coming. Why? Because they've seen. It's real. Hallelujah. He's a God. They've got something. They've got something. Shall we stand? Who would have ever dreamed? Who would have ever dreamed? 25 years ago, when I started preaching, who would have ever dreamed? When I preached my first revival under a brush arbor, who would have ever dreamed that I would have preached in a hall like this? Who would have ever dreamed that we would have outgrown our churches and have to move into civic auditoriums, into banquet halls, to have a service? Who would have ever dreamed it? But you see, the world changed its mind. They're talking in the Texas district of relocating everything we've got to accommodate the people that comes to our camp meetings. They estimate the crowd sometime at 8,000 to 10,000 people that comes. But the way Pentecost is growing in these last days, I wonder if there's any way to build big enough to hold us, because the world is changing its mind. Why? Because they're seeing things. They're not just hearing it with their ear. The kingdom of God is not in word, but it's in power. They're seeing not only miracles of healing. I confess to you, I've seen more healings in the last few years than I've seen in all of my ministry put together. But to me, healing is not the important thing. A transformed life is the greatest miracle. The new birth is the greatest miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I never cease to be amazed when I walk by the nursery in a hospital and I see those little old babies lying in those beds. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. How could it ever be? I could never explain. But even more than that, how can God take a sinner dying and going to hell, a drunkard, an alcoholic, a harlot, a drug addict, a gambler? How can God take that person and in less than 5 minutes completely make a new creature out of them?
All right.
You don't get it walking the aisle and shaking a preacher's hand. You don't get it signing a church card. You get it at an altar. You get it at an altar of repentance. It may not be the altar in the front of your pulpit, but somewhere at an altar of repentance, the soul cries out, "I'm sorry, God. I'm a dirty, filthy, ungodly sinner. Please forgive me, and I won't do it again. Save me, God." And that transforming power of God comes into their lives.
And it gives them a new mind and a new nature and a new way of life. Somebody said Pentecost is not a denomination. It's an experience. I go further than that. Pentecost is not just an experience. It is a way of life.
Yes.
It is life.
Yes.
An experience is just something that happens now and then it's gone. But Pentecost is a life. A life. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Oh God, build a Holy Ghost fire here tonight. I want you to reach down tonight and get you a stick of wood. And I believe there's nearly enough room up here for everybody. I want you to bring your wood tonight and let's throw it on the fire. Burn the snakes out. If there's any snakes that jumps out and bites you, throw them in the fire. It'll kill them. Let's get rid of everything that's not like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that when you walk into the restaurants in Fresno, they'll feel a glow. And they'll feel warmth. Hallelujah to God. Let's leave an impact on this city. Let's leave an impact here. Oh, God. Let's don't let these churches be glad when they're gone, but let's leave such an afterglow until Fresno will burn with Holy Ghost fire after this convention has gone from this town. Let's permeate the streets and the motel rooms with the glory of God that even after we're gone, when sinners sleep on our beds, get you some wood and let's come build the fire big tonight. Pick you up some wood and come on down here. Let's throw it on a fire. Oh God, start a fire. Burn it big. Oh God. That's it. Bring your wood and put it on a fire tonight. I've tried to kindle a little blaze tonight. Would you bring your wood and put it on there? It's going to go out if you don't put some wood on it. Is there anybody here that would bring some wood and put on a fire? God bless these people that's bringing wood. Oh God. We can get enough fire falling around here to people to just be filled with the Holy Ghost while they're standing close to us. If you will, don't kneel down. Stand up, would you, so everybody can get down here. I want everybody to stand up. I want you to move on in. Come on in. Come on in.